Good morning. We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. It's always good to see everybody, and it's always fun to be back, get to with our colleagues, and as you can tell, we're enjoying talking to each other for a minute, so we're a little bit late. We have a fairly full agenda today, and hopefully by the end of the day, we'll have made some decisions that will appropriately handle our situation. We're going to start today, unless my co-chair has anything she needs to say. We're going to...
I always like the last word.
I know that.
We all know that.
We're going to start today with a presentation by Keith Bybee on the review of our highway distribution account and follow-up questions to some of the questions that we had from the first meeting, or the second meeting, rather. And in case, as some of you don't know, because of we had some changes in our budget staff, we lost a long-time good member of our budget staff, and with Mr. Freeman, we have to reassign him today. And Mr. Hedden, where did Paul go? He's hiding in the back. He had to reluctantly give up the transportation assignment to Mr. Bybee, and... who had to reluctantly take it. We've got them both here this morning. And Keith will do a great job with transportation. We're very happy. I guess I should... We had minutes from the previous meeting that need to be approved. I should do that while Keith's getting ready.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we accept the minutes from the previous committee meeting as presented.
Motion by Representative Bell, seconded by Senator Hammond. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And the motion is carried. Okay, Keith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, good morning, members of the councilors. I am with Legislative Services, which I know is right. The information that I'll present this morning is basically a word about it, Mr. Hedden, but here's enough to come over here with you. Off the top of the range for distribution funds. funding, strictly through funding for administrative costs for the tax commission, like motor fuel taxes, and also for refunds on gasoline and fuel for exempt purposes. For example, if you purchase more than 50 gallons of fuel for off-tax purposes, that is for stationary maintenance and off-road equipment not required to register. To apply for a refund, not the 25% per gallon tax. Refunds were actually $1.38 million in fiscal year 2009, which is a decrease from projections of $4 million. And you'll see how that affects where it all is, when you have a number of it actually having an increase in parts of it. And I don't think it leads to fiscal year 2009 over what projections we're going to be looking at in 2013. Another off-the-top piece is a fixed amount of $250,000 for road crossing accounts for road crossing improvements. Another fixed amount is $100,000 for local inspection accounts for local share of federal matching funds for periodic matching bridges. Lastly, three off-the-top pieces, 3% of balance. Directed to parks and recreation for various uses, including waterway improvements, off-road improvements, capital improvements, and search and rescue efforts. The 3% amount of parks and recreation was this year at 4.56 million for fiscal year 2009. That's an increase from the original estimate of about $50,000. I'll just quickly move through the map. The funding comes off the top for the purposes the remaining highway user funds that allocate to the highway distribution account, 38% to the locals, 5% to IFG, and 57% to the state highway account, Idaho Transportation Department. Finally, looking at where we are going forward into fiscal year 2010, and have a June 2020 action. This will be the model for June 1, 2021. Point of clarification, the parts direct is removed from the 25-cent gallon tax on gasoline and special fuel, where it takes a share of 1 cent per gallon transportation on petroleum products. Which will generate approximately $240,000 this will year 2011 parts of the bridge. I'll go ahead and pause here if there's questions about the review of the 3%.
Any questions for Mr. Bybee at this point? Chair Billy.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'm not sure if this is kind of asking questions, but I'm curious on the one kind of storage and diesel fuel and all the relevant crossing camp, maybe others. How long has it been since there has been an increase in that?
Okay. Mr. Bybee, do you know the answer?
Mr. Chairman, Chair Billy, right? Thank you. For this last second, but I should check with your organization.
Paul, do you know, or is there somebody from?
I don't have an answer, but
Okay, tell me your name and who you represent, et cetera.
I'm Jeff Denton, I'm the Seattle Transportation Department. And provide much information here for the being presented. The one stamp, first of all, talk about the transit, the one stamp, the control of the motor truck. Of that one stamp, there is a $25 million cap. As soon as that cap is seen, that one stamp drops off. I estimate it will be in 2012, it will get back to the $25 million cap. When it drops to $15 million base, the one cent is just back here. To keep that side of the one cent of the money, 80% of that money goes into the fuel tax collection of this. It goes through and 3% of the parts and maintenance is distributed among the other things through the regular distribution formula. And court ruling a number of years ago was found of the fuel coming into the state that was under that transfer fee, 80% was used for highway and 20% is non-highway use, home heating, another non-highway factor. So that's the way the formula is distributed. The addressed the parts for the railroad grading process and bridge extension. Those have not been raised in a number of years. They're a flat amount of $250,000 going to the bridge extension, railroad grading process, and $100,000 going to the bridge extension.
Thank you.
Further questions? Professor Stone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Gentlemen, will you please, will you yield again?
Mr. Benson.
Mr. Benson, thank you. I understand. I guess that begs the question. Are they sufficient? Are they reasonable? Is there going to be some activity to look at this? Are they set in stone, I guess? Can we assume that they are what they are and there won't be some activity trying to move those around in the near future?
Mr. Chairman, as far as I know, the railroad grade crossing protections and the bridge inspection funds have not been changed or approached as long, well, my short memory, I think it's 35 years, but I think it's been fairly static for a number of years, probably 15 or 20 years.
And a follow on, Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Gibson,
do they run a fund balance, a reasonable fund balance all the time, or do they?
I do not know that for sure. I know that the funds in railroad grade protection account, they're always trying to improve the railroad grades and various things. But I do not know the fund balance, and I know that they're constantly inspecting and trying to add it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Further questions? Seeing none, Keith, do you want to continue?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll have you flip to your packet, page 2 entries. Now, this is the memo that I created that kind of outlines the questions that were asked, and hopefully this includes them, all the questions that were asked in the last the first question, Representative Wills asked, what was the number of registrations for the car for everybody in the rate? This was data for calendar year 2008. There were 56,500 driver's licenses issued by a total of 372,727. There are a total number of driver's licenses issued in the state of Idaho of 1,038,358. Calendar year 2008, 220,918 registrations were issued by a total of Moving on to the fourth question, Representative Labs will ask if I vote to use the ad on a federal dollar to present to the motorcycle helmet law. There are no current incentives for sanctions for funding from the federal government with regard to motorcycle helmet law. There are, however, federal funds available should the state change its law. There are currently $4.5 million, $1.5 million available for projects related to highway safety for incorporating primary safety. Primary safety belt law allows law enforcement officers to take drivers without wearing a belt without any other tests taking place. Additionally, I have
Temporary
very good from the district in lieu of vehicle registration, and would just have to generate up to $355,000 for 16.10, and $1,046,000 for 15.11. I will melt that. I apologize if I do the same with the other building. I'm not happy for the board to make talking about that. And I'll pause here again if anybody has any questions about this.
All right. Any questions? Let me back up. On first of all, a number of good questions. I had forgotten some of the questions that Representative Wills and others asked. Let me go to question number three. Are we charging, and I don't remember the answer to this. I know you shared this. Somebody shared this with us previously. What are we charging for a DUI reinstatement or a reinstatement on any of these issues? Do we know that, or is there someone here that does? Paul, or?
DUI reinstatement is paying out the level of offense that can range from $80. Now we're changing the law up to $220. But there are different levels of alcohol-related infractions, so they're both paying the title to, but going up to $220.
Okay. We may want to, if we have a second, we may want to get someone to get us a copy of Title 18 of those infraction numbers. And then let me ask this question as well. On the question that Representative Gringle asked, all those bills, I'm surprised we couldn't get one passed, but I said that tongue-in-cheek, okay? Yeah. No, I haven't. I don't plan on coming to your committee either. So, do we have a, and this probably isn't a question for you, Keith, but maybe from someone from the department, do we have an estimate as to whether we're going to achieve the fiscal notes on the two that we passed, whether we're going to achieve those amounts or not?
I think I can cover that
one. Okay.
I think the estimates coming out last year as far as the charitable bill appropriation I talked about with Mr. Hemp, I think the total charitable bill for $27 million, I'll check on that number. About $27 million, I'm not seeing my paper immediately. $27,713,300.
Thank you, Keith. Any other questions? Sarah Billion. What is it? Okay. Okay, any other questions of Keith? Representative Labrador.
Chairman, just actually, I want to understand the answer to your question. I don't think I understood it. The question was, to the Senator asked, you're estimating $27 million, but there's $20 million embezzlement two trailer bills. Did I understand that correctly?
Go ahead, Keith.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I apologize right now. Verify that the fiscal notes two of the appropriations in the House Bill 626 and possibly 338. They have estimated a little high on what they would actually generate to vote. And so we can open this one up and we'll check it and generate. $5 million, so they actually have
Representative Lemko.
Do we know where the
we probably could get it broke out, but it, again, it's just a comparison between an estimate a year ago and an estimate now. They're actually, based on starting to receive, I suppose, some of those things would have kicked in. Okay, Keith, do you want to continue?
Yes.
Any questions on this chart? Appreciate the update.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Keith. Appreciate your hard work and Paul's hard work and Mr. Benson's hard work. So, thank you. Okay, next we're going to hear from Colonel Ruffel, Director of Iowa State Police, to answer the questions that were posed to him at our executive meeting. Colonel Ruffel, welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Thanks for the opportunity to be here today. Before we begin our presentation, I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for allowing us to hear from you today and also for the hard work that's being done with you for the training so for the Iowa State Police. Last time I was able to hear from you, there were several questions that were raised in regards to funding issues for the state police, and at this time I'd like to go through those answers with you briefly. I had to prepare first page the comments on what the funding speaks for itself, but basically we addressed the issue of permanent funding source, and we're looking at that, of course, the option would be for us to select the implementing initiative that allows the entire reflects the growth in the state as far as the people we have for the population or the vehicles registrations. On page 3 is a summary of the alternative funding options. While I was just addressed the last meeting we had, we talked about these different funding alternatives, and what we provided to you is a type of funding there. The current count is proposed, and also the proposed fees involved, and then extrapolated out what that estimated revenue base will be based on 2008 figures we received from the rolls. Page 4, the same information, however, the column that's fluctuating the annual counts gives you an idea of if you were to take them and use the, for example, the increased vehicle registration fees from 2005 to 2008, how those numbers have gone up or gone down. Very good to see how there is fluctuation as far as the funding source for that. Page 5, basically, is just the sales tax increase that we've already talked about today. It shows the breakdowns consistent there. individual corporate sales and product tax. Starting on 6, page 6, shows the breakdown citations for the Idaho State Police. As you can see, 58% are traffic speeding violations, registration license, general law violations, which are in the 25 citations, miscellaneous, which is the registration, and then non-moving, and also, which is through everything from equipment violations, etc. The next page gives you a breakdown other classes, registration, hazardous traffic, moving violations, miscellaneous account, and as of that total of what we ended up doing last in 2008, as far as 86,900 and 26 citations. Now the questions that were asked last meeting, Senator Gilliard asked for the breakdown of how much improvement time to spend on the highways. And what part of that time is held with local jurisdictions? Now, what we have here, according to the state, about 2% of our time for control is assisting other agencies. The vast majority of their time is on the state interstate highway with working traffic enforcement, collision accidents, and that sort of thing. But we do intend to provide assistance when requested by local law enforcement agencies. About 2%, which equates to about $519,000. The patrol hours, if you look at our patrol hours, 204,000 hours for that 130 officers working out there, and compares to hours spent assisting the officers, about 3,100 hours. The other question that was asked was, is there data to separate the legislative on local and state police? We have that broken down by counties. It doesn't go down into the actual highways. But if you look down and take a look at the chart, the first one shows you that for the ISP, for example, 268 enforcement personnel. That's patrol, investigations, etc. Other counties with law enforcement, 2,417 or 90%. Our arrests, now this is actual arrests, physical arrests, people arrested for DUI, felony arrests, whatever. Those arrests for 2008 was 5,376, or 7% of the total. And other law enforcement, city, county law enforcement, 70,093% of those physical custody arrests. Now, the next question that I made on page 10 was, some alternative funding options with respect to possible increases in vehicle registrations. The question was, if citizens are used in other states to examine in terms of their registration fee and what they're based on, as you see, the majority of the states base registration fees on a flat rate. 15 states in the District of Columbia base it on a vehicle rate, 4 including Idaho base on the vehicle age, and 1 state basis on the vehicle horsepower. And the particular states there are listed for the employees to figure and their fee to a typical vehicle. Also, behind the next 2 pages, or 3 pages, give you a breakdown as far as each state, their budget policy as far as CPL violations and fees, and who's covered in that, so for the questions as far as primary and secondary CPL. And Mr. Chairman, those are the questions that were asked the same things and the responses. We've had the same questions that we have been doing this morning.
Okay, thank you, Colonel. So on page 9, on the arrest data, would those percentages hold by citations rather than arrests?
The arrests down there, yes, they were about to be arrested after the total for the state. Those people were taken in custody for the entire state.
Okay, but I guess what I'm asking, if that question had been asked about citations, speeding tickets, other citations in essentially in on state highways that are in city property, where there's that 90-10 split, what would that data still show about 7% that the state police is providing about 7% of the citations on state highways in cities? Currently the city, currently the arrangement, and it's not that way on any other state highways, I understand it. So you help clarify for me, but currently it's the arrangement of the city to be able to set, as my understanding, to set the speed limit on state highways within their property. Is that correct?
The way that actually works, Senator, is the city's doing it with the highest speed. I would say on the federal highways, for example, shining through that standard is for speed, so we can do the 3D-I-6.
I'm just talking about state highway.
Yes,
I thought it was my understanding, I could be wrong, that code allows for the city to set that speed limit on those state highways that are within the incorporated area of the city.
There's a ability to work in the example of Peter Road. It goes down through the Meridian Voice, and that speed that's set there is a speed that is determined with ITD, working through the cooperation with the cities.
So the board actually makes that determination?
Yes, I believe I do. I can check further on that and get the exact details of it. I believe that is.
Okay. And do you know the history as to why we have a 90-10 split on citations issued on state highways in incorporated cities? If the state police are doing 90%, 95% of the citations, and then we turn around and giving the city 90% of that revenue, why is that? Or am I misunderstanding?
Senator, I don't believe that's really the way it is. What's happening is that the citations that the city's issued go into as this device and goes into the public source. They receive, inside the city limits, they receive the majority of that money that goes to the city. The way that it's split out for the state, we put into the coffers, we really don't receive any of that other than that money that goes to the basket of the entire distribution account. And 5% of a citation that's issued by us, for example, if it was in the higher distribution account, we get 5% of 5%.
When you say we, are you talking about the state or state police? Okay, well, I'm talking about the state. So when the state issues a citation on a state highway in city property, the majority of that money goes where?
To the city.
To the city.
You mentioned the state. Only a local. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman.
It's fine. You're helping me. I'm trying to understand it. It's confusing as it is.
But if the funding is issued by a state officer, then it's a state funding. It doesn't matter where it's issued. It depends on who is the issuing officer that determines how it's distributed.
Okay.
That's correct.
Well, but
it doesn't matter which highway you're on. It depends on who is issuing the citation.
Okay. Even though... Rich, you want to help me?
Yes, Chairman. I'll just jump in here a little bit. He's right. He's correct to change the formula. However, the majority still stays within the boundaries of whether it's a city or county or jurisdiction. That money is separate. The only thing that changes is the 5% to 5% for state police citations only. That's not one that changes. The rest of it goes to the jurisdictional area. Correct me if I'm wrong. Goes to the jurisdictional area in which the citation is issued doesn't make any difference for who it's issued by.
See, that's the way I understood it.
And the difference is the county, if it goes to the county, then the county gets the majority of the money. Even if the state can breach your assessment, the county gets the majority. And there is a breakout on it. I pulled it up last year, and that's why I'm a little bit confused. I pulled it up last fall and was looking at it. And that was the way I understood it.
Mr. Chair, go ahead.
I'm aware the state police, the citation, the government said that the state police does not see part of the.
Right, and that's not a question or concern of mine. I guess the question that I'm trying to get to is whether it's fair. Fair is always, life's not fair, okay? But whether the split is fair between the local jurisdiction and the state on a road that the state built, and on a road that, for the most part, the state seems to be enforcing the speed limit on. That's what I'm really trying to get. Not how much money's going to state police. That's a downstream question. It's that's my point, I guess. And did a horrible job of asking the question to get there. But
it seems to me that more fair distribution would depend upon the distribution of citations, because that's what it costs them. The cost of actually doing the patrol at that moment, doing the traffic control, and issuing the citation and running the paperwork. Whatever office you're doing that, that's where the money should go, because that's what it costs them. They you know, if state troopers issuing a ticket in the city of Boise, Boise has an inferior cost, so they shouldn't receive an arrest. To me, that's what makes sense.
Something for further discussion, I guess. Further question to Colonel Russell. Let's say Ringo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Colonel Russell, I'm looking at your alternative funding vehicle insurance returns.
Same left door. I agree with Stephanie a lot, really. There's something a little missing, because I know it's not $14 to register your vehicle in Utah. We wouldn't have any Utahns registering in Idaho. Go
ahead. To get a clarification here, what he's looking at is what we call purely the state registration. When we look at the study that we've done comparing state registrations, we've looked at what goes on a state level and a local level. And you can even register your vehicle. There's a local property tax, and in Montana there's a privilege tax, and there's other taxes that you can look at. So when I write my checkout to pay my registration, you know, that state is part of it is here, part of it goes to other areas. So that's really the difference.
So this is just one, this is, Mr. Benson, this is just one piece of the overall registration, although isn't the $37.25, this is $37, that's pretty much the registration fee for the state.
Depending on the age of the vehicle, you get a $36 registration fee plus less than a quarter for EMS.
Okay. Well, that's the other states that are shown here will have other fees and taxes in addition to that.
Yes, and in Ada County also, you'll have the Ada County fee that's added on to $40 added on in Ada County, and mailing fees and like that, maybe added on. So this is what I'm calling the state stuff.
Representative Labrador.
Follow up with Mr. Benson. I am concerned about this because we haven't given a prerogative of this committee right now, but we haven't given a fee for 3 years in transportation. And I will tell you just as an anecdotal, the fee that I'm giving in transportation is a third of my actual fee when I take a registration. So I think there's some problems with that fee that you guys are giving for the committee, because I'm paying quite a bit more than that fee that's being advertised as the average for Idaho. And this troubles me when we see that the actual state fee is much lower than all the other states. So this is a pretty big thing.
You get the privilege of living in Ada County, so.
I love that.
Chairman, I'd like to kind of clarify what we do when we do the study is we follow the average vehicle, which is, in this case probably is an older vehicle. If you've got a newer vehicle, you're obviously moving up to the new fee schedule. And I think Ada County also, their schedule moves up to the fee. So what we did was we picked, I think, last Toyota Camry. That was the most strict vehicle.
Give us an idea, Mr. Benson, if you recall, because I've seen the same chart that Representative Labrador is speaking of. For an average vehicle to register, all taxes including in Salt Lake City, is significantly higher than it is here in even in Ada County, let alone anywhere else in Idaho.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, yes. What happens in there is they have a property tax that adds on to that. It's administered at the county level based upon the value of the vehicle. I believe that I haven't got the information exactly that you should write. But it's based on the age of the vehicle, and then they depreciate the manufacturer's vehicle price. I will send providing the link to that page, because that is a state-by-state comparison. And it goes through the entire process with regards to exactly what's involved in each of the roles.
Okay, thank you. Are there questions of Colonel Russell? Everybody?
Yes, Colonel, could you tell me, do you have a comparison that can be like the other states?
Mr. Russell, Colonel Russell.
Can I get
Senator Williams?
Mr. Chairman, I would still like to have that, because I have a feeling that our clients are registered or surrounded states, and I would like to know what that means. And also, is there any data that would indicate that if you have higher fees, does that then reduce the number of people that are driving? If they know we are going to retain a much higher fee.
Senator Ross.
Mr. Chair, Senator Biden, I'll have to see if there's any data to support that. My personal experience, I don't think that the reason substantial is going to be able to be a deterrent to some of the people that are out there. I'll check and see what there is.
Senator Billions.
Colonel, could you also get us the fees for
Senator Biden, we'll make sure.
Okay. Thank you. Further questions? Thank you for the welcome. Thank you for being with us. Next, we're going to hear from Mr. Houston, who I know has just been overly excited.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I had to listen to my spreadsheet that I pulled up this example of a county here for the registration question. The third vehicle was 1 2 year old, $20, 3 2 year olds, 36, but over 7 is just $24. And then you can see that it's $1.25. I have 2 choices, $3, the registration fee is $89, $3.05, the other is 6 cents. We have a highly interesting system. The A County is decided to bring that to rescue. $20 for $3 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 for
private area. So we have Idaho Parks and Recreation, compared to national parks. This is a survey that the Park Recreation provided for me. Park Recreation, 30 sites combined, $16. Out of these sites, we get electrical and water pumps, completed $22. Compared to that, the recreation district for $10. The Yellowstone National Park, $46.50, and $35 for all the pickups. Glacier, same range, $10.50 for Trinity, and $20 to $22 for all these. And then, of course, you've got the Forest Service side, so we just pull out along the river and not the entrance to get the $10. Not too long ago, I had a pit toilet and a fire rating of 56. So we have quite a range of amenities, I guess you say, with Forest Service and then. And then the Somali states, the Soviet Washington, where the Utah law is in the basically, our Parks and Recreation Center teams are right in there with other states and national parks. The next one, the next page, 4-2, I included this question about Idaho's, what the Idaho Constitution says regarding the use of the gas tax in force to be. And this goes back to the Supreme Court ruling in August 2000. This is regarding the one-year transfer fee. And this is appealed by the U.S. Oil Company by the 726 court's decision in favor of taxes. So to the background of this, in 1990, when they passed the Shoreland and Clean Water Trust Act, funds to the trust company to do one-fifth to balance transfer fees. We've all been discussing that. In 1993, the U.S. Oil by the fall got a ruling from the 726 court that the one-fifth transfer fee was a tax. And violating the Article 7, Section 17 requires that. Article 7, Section 17 requires that the proceeds from participation in tax on litigation to use to help litigation on high speed states, which is for the construction, repair, maintenance, and traffic situation of the state. Based on this important ruling, we want another license distributed to stop committing the tax of the state. The tax commission group is a strategic distributors to fill the source rule. In 1996, the court wrote that the creation and collection of defense agreements are constitutional. The problem is the appropriation of the revenue raised from the tax commission. The people are not entitled to refund. It was obliged to tax. So this meant wasn't the fact that the tax was unconstitutional. The way it was distributed, 100% of it was in the Ministry of Petroleum and Storage Trust. In 1997, the legislature limited the distribution to like 75% of tax proceeds to 3% to my sanitation, and 20% to the utilities to my customers. Then you won, and after that, you won the last two again. This is going against the tax commission. I'll give you 3 points. One, the statute is losing the gas tax from us together. Two, the statute has 10 minutes from the Constitution. And the three is the Western State Amendment to the Constitutional and the Equal Protection Clause. This is court, when we pay the tax commission, and we want to appeal that to the court. That's what you have to do, is to appeal to the Supreme Court of that. The main point I want to make is, in 4-7, that's called that record. Page 4-7, this gives, I think, to the point that there was a question about the Constitution and the constitutionality of the use of the Constitution. The first paragraph there, the first sentence, is it reasonable to distinguish between those fuels which are used for fuel vehicles on the highways and those fuels which are used for off-road purposes, for example, farming or recreational vehicles? What is that fuel tax? Supposed to put which would be channeled the highway bridge. So the conclusion of the Supreme Court decision was as the legislative body, it was within the right to distribute to assess the tax and to distribute a portion of that for off-road purposes. In this case, for short and soy trucks and for off-road vehicles. That's the main point of that. The next page, I did have on here on page 4-9 was an update. And this is nothing on collection in 2009. It was the first that June I didn't have the very many numbers of that. 2009 brought in a little over $10.3 million from the transfer fee. $1,600 is the tax that is charged for the administration. When the trust fund was distributing a little over $2 million, the 2% tax cuts to life of park regulation was a little over $300,000, and the remainder was for the lighting distribution account, of which 5% of the action base was they're part of that trust that we use right around $40,000. And then they're taking the pipe basis. That was the chairman. That was the background of the information. Any questions for the inside of the next section I have is about procedures.
Are there any questions at this point? Representative Wills.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Not a question, but just a comment. The motion I have up until the year 2000, 5.4% of the value of distribution account for state police dropped to 2005%.
Okay, so let's say Wilson and Graham missed your point. I see the drop. What caused the drop?
Well, the drop, Mr. Chairman, at that point in time, and significantly along with that, was they just felt that was a bigger chunk, and they just kept gradually every 6 or 8 years, they would drop a little bit of percent of that. And so this has been on a decline for, it wasn't just last year when we finally got that out there completely, but it has been a decline for about 20 years now. It was 15 years. It's been quite a while that they had to take every 2 years, they wind up several $100,000 shortfall because of a little bit more percent. And I can't really identify because I only worked at the agency. I wasn't in that administrative position to help with the reasoning was for pulling that out. But I believe at that time, I think it wasn't necessarily the state ITP as much as it was the federal government that felt that 5% or 5.4 or whatever that formula was at the time was reflecting enough to do the job for the funds kept going up, and so there was more money there. The family would start shifting the other way, and things changed.
And then, of course, the transfer fee collections themselves dramatically dropped.
Right.
And what those dropped, and that really, or disappeared, that dried up the funds.
Correct.
So, Chris, what about you?
My question is, can that be increased that much?
Well,
so...
I think we do as the legislature, but the problem is 6% of nothing is still nothing.
Okay.
I mean, unless you want to change the way the law is on the transfer fee collection, I mean, 5% maybe would be adequate if the transfer fee collections were still $10 million, but they're now down to zero. So the percentage that ISB gets doesn't really matter if you're not collecting any additional transfers. You see that on that last page on the 4-9, that first column. We've got transfer fee collections since 1999 has dropped dramatically. Okay, any other questions regarding rates?
Mr. Chairman, just for your recollection here, in the first meeting, when Paul put together a sheet from the transportation fund, this was the benefit sheet, then goes back to 1985, when the primary distribution account was created. And we can see the point there. So it started out at 6% particularly, and in 1992, the gas tax went from 18 cents to 21 cents a gallon. So there was some effort at that point to whether to give the new money to the state police, or to give the new money to us to the right to be and the earlier voters. That's probably the best graphic you have of the chart that we put together in that chart.
Under cap 5? Okay, further questions for Mr. Houston. Senator Hammond.
I actually just want to comment. Like, I think in terms of this transfer, if you need to remember, the student purpose was really for the bus number. I think the underground storage tanks. It really wasn't the sort of highways or in the town. And so, to look at it for another purpose, it was really kind of the benefit.
Any other questions? Okay. The next, are you ready to go into the decision tree tonight?
I'm ready.
Okay, so the next, let me just give you a little bit of an introduction. The co-chair and I, as we visited with Mr. Houston and Mr. Burns about how to move this thing along, they had come up with an idea of a decision tree. And they put a lot of work into this thing, a lot of effort trying to put it together. But I want to make it clear, the decision tree isn't the way this committee has to go. It is simply trying to give us a format by which we can follow and make appropriate decisions. There are other options besides some of the points on the decision tree. We've gone through several questions this morning of additional funding choices. Depending on how you want to approach it, and I'm just leaving this open, you can think about it until we get to that point. We may even want to have motions that preclude options. That says we're not sure which direction we want to go, but we know we don't want to go this direction. We don't take money out of this fund or that fund. Those are other options. So, I want to thank staff for their efforts, but I also don't want the committee to feel like this has to be followed exactly. This is just a format to sort of help us get through the direction we need to head for the rest of this day, hopefully so that we can at least finish our work for today and not require us to come back and give the public some assurances to the direction that we're heading if we have some. So Ray, I'm going to turn the time over to you and let you walk through. We have two decision trees, one that Ray put together for Parks and Rec, and one we'll see later for State Police. But we're going to walk through the Parks and Rec tree right now. And again, think of it in an open context.
Mr. Chairman, make sure you're all on the same page with this kind of Cal 5 to have it. Now, it looks like they have to take a few. Everybody with me? Okay. The first thing is that basically, the House of 376 of 2009 is one that still had the heavy impact. The question is, do you want to do something to respond to House Bill 276. If you do nothing, that brings you over to the one box of the running. So let House Bill 376 2009 stand. This went back in 2011, which is effective July 1st of 2010, so officially 2011. Parks Recreation was a 10 division with 4.25 million. I believe the other moves for 4.56 million. Is that $300,000 for transfer fee. And House Bill 276 didn't change that part of funds, but no tax payment. So the $12.25 million is as follows. Waterway improvement fund loses about $1.2 million. Highway vehicle fund loses about $1.2 million. Capital improvement fund loses about $1.2 million. Road and bridge account loses about $600,000, about $600,000. And church investment fund is around $36,000. The other option then would be to come down and look at box two, in reverse for the Lowy House Bill 376. If you don't do that, that brings you over then to option number three, is to replace the lost revenue to the park funds to recreation, those five funds. That's a chance to create, yes, that's look at some way to replace that lost revenue. One, replace the lost revenue, replace the lost recreation funding by diverting revenues from sales tax. Two, appropriate directly the general fund to the other part of operation, part of the recreation, for the tax purpose. The appropriate to the appropriations fund. Three would be increase registration fees on all state fees, motorcycles, and small wheels by 17.2 per state. Deposit those received as part of the tax fund. And I have more information on that office, which I think is really what it's about. Number four, we're going to create a new podcast, so that will generate 4.26 million in positive supervisory parents. And then under our previous choices, and I think that was probably the best sheet to be aware of, is the one that State Police has printed out, and also found in JAS 6 and the GIF demonstration, the State JAS 4. Those would be alternative funding options that we could push the action to find ones that would some cases, you have to be careful because the game may not be able to use them to replace part of the inside of the program. If you have, for example, registration to use on motor vehicles, you can't use those to replace part of recreation on the right-hand side, you have to do that on the left-hand side when you get into 4A. Everybody wouldn't be down to 3A then? That cost too. The first step in my house was to set a 65. If you decide that you want to do something, let's say we want to permanently reinstate the 3% diversion, or if you want to delay it for a year, either one of those takes you down to the next question. So if you want to replace, the money that would be lost to the higher distribution account. If you delay it, you're going to have a one time hit on the higher distribution account. If you communicate it permanently, you're going to have an ongoing hit on the higher distribution. The choice is there again, you have the choice of a higher distribution account coming, like earning rents for the sales tax, corporate income, the general fund. We are doing a vehicle registration for you. So this side of the equation, you're on the higher distribution account side of it, so you can use a registration for you. And then, again, number four is an alternative funding sources, a combination of sources for depositing to the higher distribution. So the two choices of the decision tree, you're going to take it down to the replacement money directly to those funds, deposit recreation, and then you're going to replace it to the higher distribution. Under four, if you decide to take the top one replacement, that would also be an option. That would just put you in the same position tree out there and not replacing the money for permanent reinstatement.
Okay. Any questions about the tree or about the motions that are available to us? Everybody knows the direction. So the question I have for you first, and I'll take your advice, and particularly Kotair's advice, the way we broke out the agenda is that we would go through the tree and then start discussion and voting on Parks and Recreation first. We can do that. That's the way we've currently got it scheduled on the agenda. Or if you would like, I can go to Mr. Burns and have him walk through his tree and go that direction. We had scheduled initially to have Mr. Burns come after lunch, but depending on how long we take, that may not be necessary. So is the committee's preference to just go ahead and move forward on Parks and Recreation the way we've got it laid out, and then we'll go, as soon as we finish it, we'll go Mr. Burns. Okay. I'm seeing nodding their heads. All right. Any other questions or comments? Mr. St. Labrador.
I have a question for you. Going back to, I think it was the first or second meeting that we had. I believe in 1972, correct me if I'm wrong, when we initially we changed the law and off-road vehicles are not receiving they stopped getting their money at their initial. I believe the number that I remember was something like $2.9 million that they were receiving at that time. I'm wondering if that was a number for us, that they were getting back to the
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Glover, I don't recall the figures that since we opened up the staff. See, I've got it here in the material, so I think it's very necessary. Give me just a moment. Well, what they did in the well workers that did it was to shift all the cost of the interstate. And I don't have that dollar amount, but you have to go back to 72 and see what the equivalent today is $4.25 million.
Mr. Labrador, does that answer your question? Further questions or motions? Representative Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Today, Mr. Hinson, Mr. John, the way the legislation stands at this point, there is no automatic avenue for the stone dealers or the off-road folks to get a refund unless a piece of legislation comes back to the bodies for them to go get back into the refund. Is that correct?
Yes, because
that's true. The refund portion was appealed, and that's just up to the so that would have to be the 1972. The refund the provision had refunds for off-road vehicles, recreational vehicles, so we have to put that back.
Well, Mr. Chairman, it appears to me, now I'm no longer a pop drinker, if I were to pop out a pop tax here to take care of the bridges and the trails and for the off-roaders, they're still paying, they're being double taxed. They get to have a tax on the pop they drink while they're snowmobiling. And they also get to pay the gas tax on their off-road vehicles, and it goes on the highways rather than. So it seems as an alternative tax is not the answer. And of course pop tax is fine. We've tried that on everything else. We may have to go back to that GSI stores and NIC. And I may have to start drinking again. Well, after we're through here, but I don't think we're in a position with this particular part of the budget to do anything but wait. We just were told that we have $34 million additional funding that has come in over the contract for the road this year. And should we wait a year to try and sort this out, there will be a hit to the highway fund at 4-2 that will go into Parks and Rec. But it looks like that this is a year when the highway fund will not collapse under the weight of that staying there. And, I'll let you get to Senator Hammond because I think I'm just trying to work through the fact that there really is alternative funding that is not double taxation. It's what it is.
Senator Hammond.
Mr. Chairman, for a motion.
Motion's in order.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the task force recommend website delaying the impacts of House Bill 376 2009 and reinstate 3% diversion of gas tax to the Idaho Department of Public Recreation until July 1st, 2011.
For the motion, seconded by Senator Lodge. Further discussion, Senator Hammond.
Well, Mr. Chairman, the co-chair kind of stole my thunder to some extent, but this is fine. Actually, I would go a step further and say that it makes little sense to me that we've done the diversion of these funds because if you imagine a channel of water that's going to different sources and all of a sudden we're going to cut off this source and then we're going to build a survivalist other source that's going to come around and do the exact same thing. But it's just a whole lot of extra plumbing that we don't need. And so...
Especially if we don't break up.
Yes.
You know, we could go there. I'm trying to convert these people to a little more drinking than they need to run. Not that I want them to drink. I think that at least the better part of valor at this point is to what that the governor's highway dump task force do their work and see what they come up with, and then see how we fit into that recommendation, what we need to do with this side of the bill.
Okay, Professor Ringo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I should support that motion. I would prefer a motion to be separate to the land in the United States. I think we were doing this stuff. Because instead,
I just have a question about the committee itself. We have two alternative bills coming out of the committee. I would much prefer to what Representative Ringo just said, and that was going to be my motion for today. I heard some concerns about that motion because we don't want to lose the opportunity to bring it up again. But could we have two separate deal come out of this committee and then just go through the process, talk about the different parties and move forward?
Certainly, if this committee decided to propose multiple pieces of legislation, there would be nothing inappropriate of that decision. Speaking as to the difficulty, however, of that, there's a number of political nuances that would make that difficult. Although Senator Hammond didn't say this necessarily in his motion, certainly another motion after, should his motion pass, another motion certainly that I think would be an option would be to say it's our intention to repeal it. That we would want the repeal to be tied in to whatever alternative funding source the Governor's Blue Ribbon Committee on Transportation, or whatever it's called, comes up with. The dilemma that this committee's in, first of all, I need to say this as much for me as anybody else in the room. I don't think anybody here at the table asked to be in this situation. And in fact, I look down the row, at least at the folks on my side, and I asked for these people to serve with me, and I'm not sure they'll volunteer next time I ask them. And I know that Representative Bell and Representative Wills and I got put on the spot at the end of the session, and we got asked to support the proposal that was brought forth, and our reluctant response was only if we could find additional sources of funding. And because of that, then we sort of got assigned to help find those additional sources of funding. And since then, we've been in the bullseye of this whole problem. The dilemma from, and I don't mean to poke anybody with this, but the dilemma, frankly, is that the governor recognizes a significant funding shortage for transportation. He was trying to provide as a last effort funding to cover the Garvey bond indebtedness, And so he had a certain dollar amount that he was trying to reach. And I think had we had stepped back and didn't have that dollar amount, I think anybody and would have had an appropriate amount of time, anybody looked at it and said, for $4.2 million, or whatever the figure is, why are we taking that step? But that wasn't the focus. The focus was trying to achieve enough revenue to cover the Garvey bonded indebtedness so that it wasn't taken away from our current maintenance dollars, which were already short. The good co-chair and I have had the opportunity to visit with the gentleman in the Bora building, and he's caught, he's stuck. Frankly, I don't really feel like, I know it wasn't his first alternative. It was a recommendation made to him by leadership, and so part of his response is, look, this was the deal that leadership brought to us. I want them to stick by their deal. That's problem A. Problem B is he still believes and still recognizes that there's funding shortages for maintenance of our infrastructure, of our highways. And his comment to me was, look, I'd be willing to repeal it provided you're going to provide the additional funding for highways. Otherwise, he's not willing to repeal it. Now, I think with a little bit of work and some commitments along the way, he is willing, he does recognize that what Representative Bell said, that we do have additional funds that were unanticipated this year because of the savings. He does recognize that this, he does not want this committee to get out in front of his transportation committee, and which would be a problem if we said, okay, raise registration fees. We may be well out in front of them. And so I think he is willing to go along with a potential delay for a year, and he is willing to go along, I think, with a repeal, provided that there is additional funding for roads coming forward. So I think at some point we may want to make clear that we want the repeal, that the committee's desire to repeal it upon finding additional resources for transportation. So that's a long-winded answer to your short, concise question. Representative Labrador.
Just to follow up, I think we need to have a statement of intent if we're going to go with the motion. However, I would object to any statement that we're going to find additional funding sources. I have tried really hard not to get into the issue of whether we need additional funding or not. There's arguments both ways. And I just don't think that we should get into that, but then all we're doing is we're tying the legislature on something. That's what the bigger commission is supposed to be doing, and that's not what we're supposed to be doing there. I think I haven't decided, I may vote with this motion. The concern that I have is that we have all kinds of made a mistake there. I think to me that it makes no sense to just wait 1 year to the tequila
so it can be part of the football game
that's going to happen in the other committee of the legislature. Right? Just back down, remove this, remove this issue, and then allow the funding issue to be a separate issue and not a separate issue. I think I'm in the minority, but I just want to see what the Senator Hammond.
Mr. Chairman, the reason that I made this motion is, first of all, because I do believe, as I explained, that there's a direct nexus between how that money is generated and how it's spent. And it makes no sense to me to build some other elaborate formula when there is not that direct nexus. It seems like this is a very clean formula and we are believe it has use. The political reality here is that we at this point make a motion just to reinstate it permanently. I think that we draw a solid wall against some of the other players in this, that eliminate the opportunity over the next future to work this thing out, get this back to where it needs to be. I think there's any argument that this makes sense and we need to restore this to be. I think if we the only concern I have is by just saying, we're doing this right now, we create problems within our own legislature with the gentleman and the board building because we throw it up. Challenge. Whereas if we delay it, it gives an opportunity to put it on the table, get it worked out, and get it appropriately done over the next year.
I think that's very well said. I think it also allows the opportunity. The biggest fear I have is a motion to repeal would not make it through the process. And I can't guarantee it makes it through the House. I can't guarantee it makes it through the Senate. And I certainly couldn't guarantee that it would make it past the board, at least. And if that were our only alternative, and it didn't make it through, then we have done more harm than good. So I think that perhaps the delay is a proper alternative. I'm going to take another little liberty as the chairman and kind of unprecedented. I made a commitment to Sandra Mitchell that I'd allow her an opportunity as the leader of her organization to make a comment about her thoughts on repeal versus delay, and Andrew, if you take a moment, appreciate you being here today.
Thank you, Co-Chairman McCammon, and we all in the committee members. First of all, I'm not the leader, I'm only a representative of the IHSA. I want to thank you for your willingness to listen and hear our case. It's been greatly appreciated. If we have come across too strident or too insistent, it is because the law of the OHS cuts right to the heart of the recreation program in Idaho. It is a program that has worked admirably for decades and is enthusiastically supported by the over 374 owners of registered boats, ATVs, snowmobiles, and motorcycles. I think it's important to note that the OHS community never gave up its right to collect a refund for fuel burned off-highway. What we did, we went to the legislature, and instead of giving back to individuals like farmers and loggers, we asked to pool that money so that we could reinvest it into Idaho and build an infrastructure that is second to none, is envied by others. And that infrastructure is used not just by the motorized community, but by the non-motorized community as well. The recreation community has found itself in the middle of a fight that we had no idea we were part of. I don't know of any recreational organization in Idaho, and I think I know of them all, that took a position on the gas tax increase. Not because we didn't care, because you met our members, we care, but because it wasn't an issue for us. We spend most of our efforts working on access to public lands, and although we had an interest in the gas tax, and I'm sure if individuals responded, we didn't do it as organizations. We got in the middle of it, and here we are. We still maintain that there is no logical justification for utilizing off-road recreation gas tax to address highway infrastructure needs. We sincerely believe that reinstating the gas tax makes good sense and is the proper thing to do. It is truly an efficient use of off-road gas tax money. It's fair and it works. However, as much as we would like to see the problem resolved in 2010, we do believe that it is wise to wait until 2011 to postpone it. We do that reluctantly, but we trust that all of you are going to be reelected and you're all going to be back next year in 2011 and you're going to do the right thing. And the right thing is to give us back our debt. I thank you very much. I appreciate all you do. I don't think you're there any more than we want to do when we are, but we're in it together, and we intend to work with you to stay involved and to be part of the resolution to this problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sandra. Appreciate you coming before us.
Mr. Chairman?
Sarah Lodge.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to thank Sandra and her group for letting me meet some members of my constituency that I've never met before. Some at 11 o'clock at night, awaking me from the middle of a sleep, but most of them quite polite. Many of them telling me that they will try to come up with some good ideas, and become more more involved in the political process on all levels. Some of them saying that they wouldn't support me for any reason for taking away the gas tax. But for the most part, it was great getting to talk to the people who were involved. There's just too many of us. All my message machines, every time I came home, were totally full, and I have two, and one takes 100 messages. So your work was proved effective in contacting us, let's put it that way.
You know, one of the things I love about this job, there are things that I don't love about this job, but one of the things I love about this job is that no matter how long you've been here, you still learn things. And you sometimes we learn by listening to others, and sometimes we learn by making mistakes and heading in the wrong direction, and people are kind to correct you and help you understand. One of the things that I didn't understand, I mean, there were several parts of this whole process I didn't understand about how the money was distributed. One of the things I really didn't understand was the economic impacts this money has to our local communities, and particularly in those communities where recreation is the entire economy. And that was a message that I hadn't, I guess I knew it, but I didn't really know it. And I didn't fully appreciate it. It's probably the appropriate way to say it. I went into the whole compromise very, very reluctantly, and my good co-chair and Representative Wills and I commiserated and were very reluctant to the compromise, but we were stuck. And I wish we'd have maybe fought a little harder and a little longer and not entered into that compromise quite so quickly, but nonetheless, that's what happened. So I certainly think, and probably could go along with a repeal or reverse if I thought that could get through the process, and we wouldn't be leaving the OHV folks out to dry down the road. And I think that's too big of a risk. So because of those things, I think I appreciate Senator Hammond's motion, and I'll go that direction. St. Wills.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think everything's needed to be said and been said, but I want to reemphasize a couple of things from my perspective. I also was totally, as all of us were, in the waning days of the legislature, caught by surprise. And we all found that we had a huge burden thrown upon us at the last minute, that we had to make some quick decisions on something. I think we have something on a having said that, I think that going the route of, and I totally support of not bringing any of the week as we spoke of today, 100%. I don't think that we're going to find a formula that's any better than what we currently have for that use, regardless of how much time we spend. But again, when you look at the impact of what we need to be doing, along with the gentleman, if you recognize that, that veto power that he has over there in the gentleman board, there's no question we need to take into consideration the desires and wants of his staff or he as well as what we want for the best interest of the students. So with that, I don't think there's any question that this is the wrong path that we will take. And I think that one thing that you mentioned it and answered several times, whether it's for the sake of purpose or whether we do it a different motion or whatever it is, that we make sure it's clear that the intent is that we like the path that has been in the past. That we'd like to continue to revisit that and make that a strong emphasis in however that's done. But having said that, certainly I think this gives us a lot of the actual negotiation tools that we need for the needs of those products and certain products of the creation. If it doesn't have anything else, I think what this will do is be a wake-up call to the needs of parks and recreation and how important they are as a key vital component of state government agency.
And I think that's one thing that will happen is that people are going to say, you know what, this is one of those agencies that we can't just, with a stroke of pen, say they're gone, because it is my opinion, because if you've done nothing else, we're going to have that way back all over the place. So with that, I would certainly support.
Okay. Any other comments? Questions? We have one motion before us. The motion is to restate it to delay the implementation of House Bill 376 for 1 year, from 2010 to July 1st, 2011. Pardon me? I'll call on Margaret to call the roll.
Senator Lodge?
Aye.
Senator Hammond?
Aye.
Senator Zellius?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative
Wills.
Aye.
Representative
Glenn Gregor.
Aye.
Representative
Rindell.
Aye. Senator
Cameron. Aye. And the motion is carried. Now we're certainly open to follow-up motions or continuing motions. Representative Labrador.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we include some language. I'm not sure if that word will be included. And the intent of this committee is to reverse House Bill 376 and permanently reinstate 3% of their
There's a couple places that could be included. Let me just help you with a little bit. And probably wouldn't want to say the intent, but the recommendation of the committee. And there will, as co-chairs, we'll have to give a report to Legislative Council, so we'd want that included in the report. We could also include that in the statement of purpose of the bill, because there will have to be a bill brought forth to delay the date, but it is our intention to repeal that at some later point. I very carefully avoided the discussion of revenue, but that'll obviously have to be part of the discussion at some point. That is a motion. Okay. Senator Bill, you will second the motion. Now, Representative Labrador, do you have anything else you want to say? Okay. Senator Representative Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, along with that motion, and I think that's appropriate, I'm wondering perhaps if a letter recognizing the economic impact that appropriation has on the small communities in Idaho, giving that background, and perhaps is it proper for this letter with this activity and this recommendation from the committee to go to the task force, to the governor's task force, so they have a heads up on the action that was taken here.
I don't have an opposition to that. I don't know that if Raul, let's say Labrador, excuse me, Raul. If you want to adjust your motion to include a letter to the task force, that's up to you, or we can have that as a follow-up. We may want other items that we haven't talked about yet to be part of that letter. So,
thank you, Mr. Chairman, and that letter could address both items.
And why don't we wait on the letter and maybe make that an ending motion after we've decided what we're going to do with state police and others, and we can have a motion as to here's our recommendations in that direction. Okay. Any other questions? Any other motions regarding this? We have one motion before us, and the motion is to indicate in the statement of purpose and in the report of the committee that it is our recommendation that House Bill 376. House Bill 376 did both state police and parks and recreation. So do we want to say that the portion relating to parks and recreation be repealed? Okay, is that clear for everybody? Okay. Margaret, would you call the roll?
That's fine.
Okay. Go ahead, Margaret.
Senator Latch.
Aye.
Senator Hammond.
Aye.
Senator Billion.
Aye.
Representative Bell.
Aye.
Representative Love.
Aye.
Representative Weber Lawrence.
Aye.
Representative Reno.
Aye.
Senator Cameron.
Aye. No problem. And the motion is carried and has passed. Now, any other motions regarding Parks and Recreation or any of the other alternatives regarding adjustment of fees regarding Parks and Recreation? Or are you ready to move on to State Police? I think we'll wait to decide on the letter till we go through State Police, because it will be one letter that will cover both topics. That's the way I see it. And we'll have a motion for that letter at the end. Anything else on Parks and Recreation for this committee, specifically at this point? Okay. Ray, we won't want you to run away, but we're going to go to Mr. Burns. Mr. Burns?
Okay. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, if you would turn to page number tab 6, this is the decision we made to put it together for the Idaho State Police. Again, the first question becomes, does this committee want to recommend a given course of action? If the answer to that is no, then of course ISP would be losing 16 million and 4.3 positions in FY 2011. If you do want to do something, the next question would be, was this the impact of industrial page 76 on State Police? Now, just to the right of that particular decision point, the committee would really need to decide at what level of funding you should be looking at replacing. For example, item number one, 16.6 million was based upon the highest revenue, which was in FY 2007, or 15.6 million based upon last year's revenues for 2009, or 15.4 million, which is current projection for FY 2000. Or it's estimated that there would be about 16 million that would be funded to the law enforcement fund in 2011. And then the other item for consideration would be number five, which is $20.6 million, and that's based upon the budget submission for the Idaho State Police. And of course, the last option would be to look at another revenue based upon some other sort of option. If you follow that line on down, what you make up your mind at what level of funding we should replace, the next one would be whether or not this committee would choose to reverse or delay House Bill 376 in 2009. If the answer is no, then the question becomes replace lost revenue with ISP. And of course, the answer is no to that. That's pretty much the complete set of work. But if the answer is yes, if you follow that line on down, there are a few options there just for display purposes. Item 4A would be to replace lost ISP funding by shifting the shortfall to the general fund. And this could be done by either diverting revenues from the general fund or appropriating directly from the general fund. This is an example. Item 4B would be something like raising vehicle registration fees as a possible option, or deposit directly into the law enforcement fund where that would bypass going into the highway accounts, which now go strictly to ISP. And then, of course, there's a myriad of other options beyond that particular point. Now, if you choose to reverse for the delay House Bill 378, your answer is yes, then would you replace the revenue that was lost to ITV specifically?
if no request that would conclude the issue, if your answer is yes, there's 5A, 5B, 5C, which kind of mirrors what I have laid out for ISP. And the four categories, that would go to the law enforcement fund, or 5A, 5B, 5C, obviously that would go directly to ISP. So those are kind of the options for your consideration today.
Thank you, Dick. I think we're now familiar a little bit with the decision tree. Are there any questions of Mr. Burns? Let's say Bill.
No questions, Mr. Burns. I did have a comment here, Mr. Chairman. In this decision tree, I know 15.4 is projected for 2010 and 16 for 2011. And I see this is an area where we need a revenue stream. We need a dedicated revenue stream. And again, we're treading right into the area that the government task force is looking at. We have tremendous support material here on revenue streams. But if we jump on one, and that happens to be the one that they prefer, I'm not sure what kind of a wreck that will be. So with that in mind, I think I would. Are you ready for a motion, or do you want,
already
want me to be quiet while people talk?
You're fine.
I'm very dancer. I guess I would move that we delay any activity until July 1, 2011, and leave the money based on the 15.6 and the revenues for 15.4 for the revenues of 2010 for 11. I'm hesitant to go more revenue in that delayed year. And that was not really clear, but I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Sure. And perhaps the revenues are going to be what they are. If we just delay it for a year, then whether it's 15.4 or 15.6, perhaps if we just leave that out of the motion and delay it for the year.
As far as I'm concerned, that would be fine. I wanted to be very cautious with this additional $34 million that we came up with because the contract for this person is low. I didn't want to appear to be nibbling away at that more so than because this will be a hit on the road. To the tune of this full amount for not only this year, but in another year.
Sure.
And then, of course, I hope there will be a follow-up, again, on some options that we positively will need to take to give this agency a dedicated revenue stream.
Certainly. Seconded, the motion was made to delay it. It's a second by Senator Hammond. Further comments? Senator Hammond, if you have a comment.
I think that's really well said. If you don't, and I assume that we don't want to get out in front of the governor's test. But frankly, we do have to agree with it. Now, sure, we got 35 delay and 11 anticipated signs for IT, but I suspect that before the end of the fiscal year, we'll be able to speak to them. So, they are not going to be impacted. Based upon how short we should use our funds, but they are not going to be impacted if the funds have a fiscal impact. Yes, we delay, and while I would see the decision, like for money or whatever that rather number is. So that's why I think chance to go ahead and delay it. We don't get out of time. We do have to move around. And it's the opportunity to figure out long term revenue stream, it's going to work.
And Mr. Chairman, and thank you, and you're wise beyond your years. Rather than intending to round with 15
getting older by the minute too.
I should have said the 5% in my motion, if I may, with the open mic second move and delay the impact of 356
to replace the 5%. And if I leave it that way, then it is what it is. I was trying not to be too greedy.
No problem.
But greed is in the eye of the beholder.
Okay. The second agrees. Representative Gringo.
To me, there's a slight difference between this one and the park, because I think there have been prior discussions about doing something different, finding a place we can get the money for the ones for the park. I think that's very good. Another thing is some of the options that we discussed for alternating with some of the options, I find myself really kind of intrigued by the vehicle insurance surcharge. And I don't know what problems might be associated with it if something has been done. But the amount of money we're drawing on in terms of what we're looking at for the state store. And it's something that I think might have some natural growth for this year. So, I guess I would consider just that motion that if there's a way to go ahead and delay this, I would like to have it focused something like that. That's the possible concern as well. Be a reasonable choice.
Representative Wills, if you have...
Chairman, thank you. I hesitate to even say anything from the standpoint of being too biased on these things, but I will say this. I believe this is absolutely the right path to take. There's no question that down the road, the revenue stream is going to become less, and we are happy to see it in 2011. I think it will be less, and I think that the co-chairs of and JFAC committee is going to have to deal with some of that, because I think it will be significant. I noticed last year there was twice as huge amounts that really impacted that agency. But saying that, this is the appropriate path to take, and it gives us an opportunity to look at alternative funds. We need to find alternative funds. There's no question. We will open the door. I don't think we've opened early. I think it was the appropriate timing to start that because obviously the revenue stream is getting lesser. So I think this gives us a great opportunity to do that. And it ties us in with the task force, the governor's task force, to find that alternative source that isn't going to put that sound part of the to be collapsed. So I think it's great.
Okay. Any discussions? Representative Labrador.
I will be supporting the motion. I am concerned that having talked about an alternative funding mechanism, we need to look at the city of Kansas, because most of the efforts that ISD is are beneficial to the city. And we need to figure out if maybe the funding should be coming from the city of Kansas. One more against that. I'm just saying, if we're going to have another meeting, I'm not sure if we will. Forever to be looking at alternative funding. That's one of the areas that we need to look at. If you look at ISP's manpower, I believe the incorrect is 80% of the work that they do benefit the city of Kansas. We just heard here today that all of a great majority of the money that is in the tickets and the infractions and other citations that they give are going to the city. So it doesn't make any sense to me that we're looking to great vehicle registration fees and other things and the benefits it's going to the city. So just something to consider. I'm not making a motion or anything, but just if we're going to be looking at all that certain alternative funding mechanisms, I think that needs to be.
Certainly one alternative, should this motion pass, would be on both yours and Rick's and Gringo's comments. We could take some of the issues or ideas that are brought before us and have motions on recommending to the Transportation Task Force that they consider these as funding sources either for transportation or for state police. Either, I mean, the motion could be drafted any way you want. Or your motion could be that the Transportation Task Force consider the current and review the current split between counties and cities and the state regarding infraction, et cetera, that are ticketed in cities on state highways. We could certainly pass some of those pieces on. The way I envision this, obviously we'll have to have a bill that repeals 376 based on our previous action, or a portion of it, maybe all of it, or delays it, rather. But then the repeal most likely will be tied in with whatever bill comes forward out of the Transportation Task Force. At least that's the way that I understand that the governor will accept that repeal. And so whatever funding sources we recommend to them, they could include, and that would be one omnibus bill. Now, what Representative Will said is very appropriate. We, in essence, and I know he knows this, but I'm going to say it just for the audience and for the rest of you, we robbed from the Project Choice dollars, which were dollars to pay state police officers. We robbed from that fund in order to balance the state police budget. I don't know that we can do that this next year. And yet we may be facing a more difficult budgeting situation this next year than what we faced last year. So there's an immediate need, even though we may repeal this, there's still an immediate need to appropriately fund state police. Now, they, like any other agency, can find efficiencies, and they can certainly, and I know Colonel Russell's doing a good job in trying to do that, and they'll withstand holdbacks like any other agency. I'm not saying that they should be exempt, but I am saying that it's becoming increasingly more difficult to fund state police. And from my perspective, there are core agencies that are required constitutionally and required by our role and mission as a state. And the role and mission, in my opinion, is to provide the public health and safety of our citizens and the education of our children. There isn't any agency that's more core to providing the public health and safety of our citizens than state police. And at some point, we'll get to the point where we're damaging state police to the point where they don't have the necessary manpower out on the roads, where a citizen who's in an accident has to wait a tremendous amount of time for service, or someone who needs protection has to wait. Those kinds of things have a dramatic impact on our society. And at some point, we're going to cross that threshold. We may have already, if you listen to some. So I think we have to be very careful. So even though you may vote to delay, I guess what I'm trying to say is, even though you may vote to delay, that would not preclude a motion either to recommend to the task force a particular adjustment or revenue source, or to recommend legislation. I mean, you could do the delay in concert with legislation that were to increase fees on DUIs, or any of the other alternatives that we have in front of us. So, any other comments? Absolutely.
It's probably a question of Colonel Russell. Colonel, when your agency does any investigations for the city or the county police, or foreign state or any of the other support services that you do, do you get paid in any way for any of those services? Is that question clear?
There are situations where we provide some sort of security service on some occasions. We undertake to build security services.
Thank you very much. And then, Mr. Chairman,
sir, lunch.
And this might not be the appropriate place to ask it, but I would ask that Mr. Vardy, if he's going to be sitting in on those transportation meetings, that he keep us informed, make sure that we get the minutes or whatever of those meetings so that we kind of understand what they're doing, so that when if we come back, that we'll have that information close at hand.
Good idea.
So that's right at our attention and not from the secondary.
We can make that happen.
Right. Thank you.
Excellent suggestion. Okay, we have a motion before us by Representative Bell, seconded by Senator Hammond, to delay the impacts of fiscal of House Bill 376 and the 5% allocation for 1 year from July 1st, 2010 to July 1st, 2011. I will have Barton call the roll.
Senator Grimes.
Aye.
Representative Hammond?
Aye. And the motion is carried. And we'll move forward with that. Now, further discussion or motions? Senator Hammond.
Mr. Chairman, not a motion, but discussion. I looked at the discussion here about cities and counties. Some of us are in the citations, examinations as to proper distribution, but I also want to turn out a caution to the committee. I know that counties and cities also reverse the value of all charges. They control the state highways as well and provide citations there. They respond to accidents where ISD can't get there, etc. We certainly don't want to precipitate a situation where American cities and counties don't want to respond every time they get some of my relationships. So I just want the committee to think that I've got a sensitive to that. There is great cooperation because all three agencies are helping each other out.
Whatever's done there would have to be handled very carefully, if anything. But I personally don't have a problem with looking at it and trying to come to an understanding as to why it was set up the way it was, and whether I'm sure the decisions that were made then were good, perhaps. They need to be reviewed. Perhaps there's some equity there.
All my years as a city manager, looking at the amount that we've got for citations, even with that great split, relative to the cost of operating the department, it's a very small portion. So my point is, there is so much more money we might get that way.
Representative Ringo.
Mr. Chairman, I suppose that this committee is looking for funding for highway maintenance in small towns, something like this, which is true. So I don't know how you do the effect on shine a light on any one thing or not. One of the things that appeals to me has been the nature of surcharge. Without knowing how bad food and soil was the thought about this, is that the amount of roots is said. Another thing is sometimes the thing that you're trying to encourage with a certain type of food price is that amount of money to go down. For example, we like to encourage fuel efficiency, which is causing our fuel tax to go down, so our source of funding through good habits becomes less. I don't think that buying insurance is something that takes me. It would be like an increase, and we do require
there in the church, so it proves to me that I stuck in there through the community of living in stable and having a life that's fairly decent. So I probably don't need to make a motion to ask that other people to look at it because maybe something is too big.
Sure. And it's entirely up to the committee. If the committee feels strongly about one of the alternatives proposed to us, we certainly can make a recommendation to the task force. Hey, look, we think this would be a great approach or a good approach. And we'll certainly entertain that sort of a motion. I think they'll have much of the same information that's been presented to us, but they, like us, are going to be trying to weed through those answers. And so if we've got options that we feel are alternatives, that we feel are appropriate, I have no problem with us voting on those options. And, or if we have options that we think are highly inappropriate. You know, for example, one of the discussions that's it's been talked about before as well, we should just fund the Idaho State Police out of the general fund. Obviously, that's, given the general fund condition, in my opinion, that's a poor idea. But if the committee wants to add a motion that says, look, we don't support funding Idaho State Police out of the general fund, then that would certainly be a motion as well. It could be brought forward. For St. Louis.
Chairman, I would make a motion that this committee does have to be respected to make clear that it's intended this committee to find dedicated, emphasize more dedicated alternative funding sources for the Idaho State Police in conjunction with the TAC, the Governor's Task Force, those recommendations and the committee's amount of year to come forward on the budget. I think in that way it's clear that we don't want to go down the path that is going to cause other agencies some real concern. That is going to the general fund, but we're finding an alternative source that actually works. I think there's lots of them that's been demonstrated out here that can work that are typical user fee oriented that needs to be, and we can look at a lot of those things. I don't think the answer either is in the city's lines of that equation that's out there with fines. I believe that's worked for generations, and I don't think that, I say generations, but it's worked for a long while. I think we want to be careful going down that path, but I think there's a lot of other alternative sources that's been demonstrated here that we can certainly look at to find that fine. So,
okay, so your motion would be that is it the intent of this intent or recommendation, which one do you prefer? Well, are we recommending to the other task force, or are we saying to the task force, this is what we plan on doing?
I think we're saying to the task force, this is what we want.
All right, so it would be the intent of this committee to find an alternative source of the funding in collaboration with their committee. Is that an appropriate reflection of your motion? Second by Representative Bell. Is there any questions about the motion or otherwise comments? Representative Bell, Senator Bailey.
Mr. Chairman, is your motion dedicated to funding?
Yes. Thank you for that clarification. To find alternative dedicated sources of funding. Representative Labrador.
I would be voting no on this motion because of what the co-chair taught me the first lesson. The way you interpret dedicated funds is different than the way I interpret it. I think we could still take a portion of the money from sales tax or sales tax models and things like that. I think that's the way we should go. But the way I think the majority of people in this committee interpret dedicated funds are different than that.
Okay. Further discussion. We have a motion before us. Margaret, would you call the roll?
Senator Black?
Aye.
Senator Hammond?
Aye.
Senator Billiard?
Aye.
Representative Bell?
Representative Bell?
Aye.
Representative Wills?
Aye.
Representative Labrador?
No.
Representative Lindell?
Aye.
Senator Cameron?
Aye. And the motion is carried. Any other motions? Does anybody have a motion on regarding any of the other potential priorities or alternative funding sources that they want to present to the committee? Okay. Now, we talked earlier about, I'm going to move ahead, and if somebody wants me to back the train up, I will. We talked earlier about a letter, presumably signed by the co-chair and I, from the committee. And I don't know that we have to have a motion unless somebody wants to make it formal. Is it the general agreement of the committee that we will send a letter and copy the governor, and probably copy leadership on both sides and both parties, that it is our recommendation that we delay the impact of House Bill 376 for 1 year. The letter would also contain that it's our intent to repeal the effects of Parks and Recreation at the end of 1 year. And that it is our intent to, our recommendation, and that it would be our intent to collaborate with the Transportation Committee in finding additional alternative dedicated funding sources for Idaho State Police next year. Is there any other parts to the letter that need to be made?
Mr. Chairman, perhaps just a statement or two as to why we felt this would be appropriate action, rising off the fact that the task force is involved and may be looking at options, and the fact that the effect, the economic effect on our small communities without this funding for recreational activity might be devastating. We don't need any more devastation in this state, so we felt that this was the best effort for now, but we're not through.
So I think that'll. Okay. Any other suggestions? Those are good suggestions. Any others? Representative Labrador.
Suggesting again that the committee could look at the role of the city and the county. Again, I don't think that is the solution.
Would it be appropriate, let me ask this question, I don't disagree with you, in fact I think that would be appropriate. Perhaps in the letter we could indicate that we have looked at numerous alternatives for funding, many of which we find, I don't know if we want to say acceptable, but alternatives that could be considered, I'll say it that way. There are others that we did not have time to review, such as the current arrangements between cities and counties and the state, and we suggested that perhaps be reviewed and considered.
Maybe make the statement, I apologize.
No, you're fine.
Maybe make the statement that I think it was accurate that 80% of the funding for ISP actually goes to help cities and counties.
Okay. Any objection to that being added in the letter?
One question, and I guess that figure, I didn't get that from you.
Mr. Chair, about 7 million in regards to that, about 80% or more than 80% of the budget for residents investigating components for ABC, those pieces of control, there's a different kind of thing, and that's not the real
cost. Senator Ringo, Representative Ringo.
I think it's all in the good idea, we can really evaluate what we do.
Sure.
I guess I would and I think we're having trouble when I review that we're not to recommend a change, because I know that certain counties, the ones with the type of area, are not, don't have a lot of extra money.
Either.
So we could use, you know, if we change that, and we could use putting together another committee to see how to compensate them for that change. So,
okay. Representative Wills.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think percentages need to stay off of that, because that can get us to more issues than what we thought we care for doing. But I suspect that just the fact that they look at that, and we're considering looking at that, and then we've asked them to perhaps do the same thing. I think that recommendation is fine, and then leave it at that.
Okay. Are there any other items you would like in the letter? Any other items that we would like them to consider reviewing? I know we had a number of questions that were asked, and Representative Labrador had asked about the implementation of the flat fee on late payment or late registration. Certainly that, at least from my perspective, that's a reasonable approach. Are there any of those that you want? The DUI reinstatement fees, any of those do you want us to recommend to the committee? I know we have the question on horse trailers. I would dare say we should probably stay away from the seatbelt and helmet laws. That anything else that you want?
If you have down the insurance for not having insurance racing yet.
I didn't, but those are all alternatives.
And underage alcohol.
Right. Those five items under page 2-4 of question 3, Representative Wilbur. Do you want those included in the letter that the committee consider?
I really didn't feel that the letter would go into that detail. That committee is going to be searching high and low. They're turning every rock. And what rock they didn't turn, we still have, should they come up with something that we cannot coordinate with them or hook on to, then we still have these options out there.
That we would turn to.
That we can return back to. So, because I have a feeling when they're through, they will not be addressing this issue. They will be addressing the big picture, and there may be a place where we can tag or go behind them in another direction. And then we'll leave an opportunity to go a different direction.
Very well.
We need to. Because we still need enough alternative funding.
Very well. I'm my only concern or question is perhaps, and I realize Representative Labrador requested and suggested the evaluation, which I agree with what Representative Ringo said, it's always good to evaluate our split. But I worry about making one recommendation and not giving others. It gives the inference that that's a higher priority than these others, which I'm not sure it would be. And so perhaps it would be worthwhile, maybe it would be as a cursory comment in the letter rather than make the recommendation that they study, maybe as a cursory comment, if we invite them to review our materials and consider the alternatives that we have, considered. And leave it at that.
And that body, you could say basically, that body did not include, we did not have the time nor the format to include our relationship with cities and counties. While it is an extensive body of options, we did not include
okay.
much.
there, Hammond.
I understand how that number, talking about the parks and rec money, is that we're talking about the fact that we want to restore that $350 nexus between how it is generated and how it is spent. And the only guidance that was suggested that I would like to put on there is that we would inform them that it's our intent also when we search for
that's an idea. I think that's appropriate.
I hope they'll read the full page.
We're gonna get it down to one page. All right. Any other comments or suggestions? We'll certainly send out a copy of the letter to you all. We wish them well and good. Okay, we'll work on that. Now, I don't see, and the co-chair would certainly correct me, but I don't, given the action for today, I don't see the need for a future meeting until, and this may also be a recommendation we need to make to our leadership, is that this committee be reinstated next year after we've got a recommendation from that committee. But I don't see a need for setting a meeting date or having another meeting until we have recommendations to be considered. Now, I suppose should lightning strike and the transportation Blue Ribbon Task Force come forward with a solution before this session that we all agree with, and that's going to pass, and we certainly can modify it, meet then, and modify our recommendations, but that's, we're going to wait to meet until we've heard from them. And so I don't see any other reason to schedule a meeting. Does anybody else disagree with that? Okay. We're not going to let Jeff, Eddie. Well, first, I want to thank our staff, particularly our local budget office staff and others and the agencies who have worked very hard. Director Merrill, we're glad to have you on board, and former Director Ricks, Interim Director Ricks, we appreciate all your help in providing the information. Colonel Russell, appreciate all your help in providing the information, and really have been impressed and pleased with the information brought forward. I wish we had a more concrete answer, but we don't. I want to thank the committee members for their attention, and it's not been particularly easy at times, but I know it's not been a particular fun task force to serve on, but we knew you were, we've all learned a lot, and we knew that you could handle it, and so we were grateful that you agreed to accept. Thank you. With that, Co-Chair, do you have anything you need to add? I would like to add. Any other comments from the committee? With that, we will stand adjourned. That'd be very positive. That comes up for the rest of our people that aren't. We'll have some listeners to take that. Your sweetheart.
Thank you. want to stop by and say hi, don't have anything to talk to you about.
Hi, I'm looking at Clippers of Blue Ribbon. I just really want to thank you for your difficult deliberation. It turned out the way it did.
It's not perfect.
Well, that's the way. Yeah, and we're just looking forward to really working on getting your full thing out.
Thank you, ma'am.